The late Boris Nayov is becoming a non-person. He was president of Akhmenistan, a tiny but oil-rich country near Russia. The new president, Ivan Gerba, has banned all media use of Nayov's name. Gerba has removed all the photos, posters, and statues of Nayov. In the capital city, Gerba has ordered the destruction of a stainless steel spire honoring Nayov. Gerba shut down the spire's floodlights and mechanisms. "From the steel, we will build a museum of peace," said Gerba. The 100-foot-tall spire was brilliantly lit every night for the last 10 years. At its top was a likeness of Nayov's head, 16 feet in diameter. The head made a complete revolution every 59 minutes. Then it paused for 1 minute, while flames shot out of Nayov's mouth, accompanied by the roar of a lion. Every day at noon, Nayov gave a 3-minute speech, talking about what a great president he had been. There was a different speech for each day of the year. Every January 18th, for example, Nayov talked about how he had paved all of Akhmenistan's dirt roads by himself. Every July 3rd, he described how he had invented the Internet. As president, Nayov actually had renamed the days of the week after his siblings and the sun and moon after his parents. He had banned marriage. Instead, couples in love signed 1-year friendship contracts, renewable yearly, if both friends agreed. Although citizens thought Nayov was a little weird, they liked him for boldly standing up to occasional threats from Russia. Now that he was gone, Russia seemed more intent on acquiring Akhmenistan's oil, one way or another. Gerba thought that he might help prevent a Russian invasion by removing all traces of Nayov and by building the Museum of Peace.